Simon & Schuster Audio presents Butts, A Backstory by Heather Radke. Read by Emily Tremaine, with an introduction read by the author.
Introduction. The first butt I remember isn't my own. It's my mother's. At 7 years old, I would sit on the fluffy toilet seat cover in my parents' bathroom and watch her get ready for the day, standing in front of the mirror in her bra and underwear, smearing lotion onto her body. She rolled Velcro curlers into her short brown hair, a few girthy pink ones on top, several smaller green ones on the sides. She cracked the window to let out the steam of the shower, and the Michigan morning air, cold and thin, woke me up. "Close your eyes," she told me, and as I did, she'd liberally douse her hair with hairspray. I held my breath, fearing that sticky choke. Then she took her glasses off and leaned in close to the mirror and curled her lashes, her butt sticking out as she leaned over the counter. As a young girl, my mom's was the only naked adult body I had ever seen. I imagined all women's bodies looked like hers, shapely and short, with full breasts and an ample butt that filled out any pair of pants. I liked the idea that one day my body would look the same, a fate that seemed as inevitable as growing taller or getting my period. She was beautiful and free as she went about her morning ablutions. The clear-sightedness of childhood allowed me to see my mother's butt for what it actually was, a body part like any other, something to love because I loved the human it was part of. It was not a problem or a blessing, it was only a fact. What I did not know then is that butts are not so simple. They are not like elbows or knees, functional body parts that carry few associations beyond their physiological function. Instead, butts, silly as they often seem, are tremendously complex symbols, fraught with significance and nuance, laden with humor and sex, shame and history. Women's butts have been used as a means to create and reinforce racial hierarchies, as a barometer for the virtues of hard work, and as a measure of sexual desire and availability. Despite, or perhaps because of, the fact that there's little a person can do to dramatically change the way their butt looks without surgical intervention, the shape and size of a woman's butt has long been a perceived indicator of her very nature, her morality, her femininity, and even her humanity. But butts can be hard to see clearly. The fact that they are on our backside means that they are somewhat alien to us, even as they are perfectly visible to others. To see your butt, you need the cocoon of mirrors of a dressing room, the cumbersome triangulation of a hand mirror in a bedroom, or an awkwardly held smartphone. And when you catch sight of your butt, or at least when I catch sight of my butt, there's always a little bit of a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?